Welcome to our weekly Vinyl Revival. Just sit back and relax for 45 minutes with your presenter, Albert Chan, broadcasting every Sunday night, featuring more forgotten tunes and rarities on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand. Great hits from 1955 are 20 Tiny Fingers by Elmer Cogan, Dungaree Doll by Eddie Fisher, and Ralph Young with The Man from Laramie. Here's the flip side of their Decca single, The Bible Tells Me So, with orchestra and chorus, directed by Jack Price from July.
Have faith, hope, and charity. That's the way to live successfully.
Personality, girl, give me a chance. Come on, let's dance. baby, baby, only time. Be mine tonight. Say it's all right. And I will never, never let you go. Oh. Be my girl. Be my girl. You're my girl. You're mine. You're my girl.
Cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians. Indians.
Billy Boy, are you coming out today? Billy Boy, are you coming out to play?
Cowboys and Indians. Cowboys and Indians.
Buffalo Billy in the cowboy suit. Sure looks cute. Sure can shoot. Buffalo Billy, hey, how you part? You're all fenced in your own backyard.
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Look at them riding on the front porch rail. Mommy's mop, horse's tail. Rootin' is tootin' is cowpoke known. Protecting ma till his pa comes home.
Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Ride, ride, the rustlers hide. When they come out, he'll pop them. Bang, bang, he'll get that gang and nothing's gonna stop him. Buffalo Billy, when the day is through, he'll lasso a dream or two. Up in the morning with the kids and then Buffalo Billy will ride again. Billy Boy, are you coming out today? Billy Boy, are you coming out to play? Cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians, cowboys and Indians.
Virginian born vocalist Evelyn Knight, 1917 to 2007, with her Decca single Buffalo Billy, with orchestra conducted by Bob Haggart and the Ray Charles Singers from May 1950. And first up, Roy Orbison with his final Monument London single, Say You're My Girl, reaching number 39 on Billboard from August 1965. John Layton begins the British pop with his top-ranked single, Johnny Remember Me, peaking at number one on the UK charts from August 1961. Followed by Hungarian-born Eve Boswell with her Parlophone release, Picking a Chicken, with Glenn Somers and his orchestra, a number 9 hit on the UK charts from October 1955. This is Vinyl Revival.
When the mist is rising, the rain is falling, the wind is blowing cold across the moor, I hear the voice of my darling, the girl I love and lost a year ago. Well, it's hard to believe, I know, but I hear her singing in the sign of the wind, blowing in the treetops, way above me.
Johnny, Yes, I'll always remember till the
choose a better night if we try. Can't you imagine what a thrill it will be? Picking a chicken with me. It's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Oh, it's so romantic, the moon up above is extra bright on a night such as this. Pulling a wishbone with someone you love is almost certain to end with a kiss, kiss, kiss. So come to the barbecue, my darling, my dear. I'm so in love with you, and when you are near, I get a feeling that forever you'll be picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me. Picking a chicken with me.
Poetry in Motion singer Johnny Tillotson to continue with his cadence single Why Do I Love You So, with orchestra conducted by Archie Blyer, a number 42 hit on the Billboard Hot 100 from November 1959. This single was reserved for London NZL 494 in New Zealand, but was withdrawn for some unknown reason.
My darling, I have often thought of things we used to do. And now I sit and wonder why you've gone and left me blue. You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never go. Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Is it because you stroked my hair when you were by my side? Or is it because of the tears you cried when your little puppy died? You said you'd never leave me. You said you'd never go. Oh, my darling, why do I love you so? Oh, my darling, why do I love you so?
New Zealand group The Carlisles begins the musical interlude with a rock version of the Weavers' hit Goodnight Irene off their Viking single from March 1961, followed by Nashville's top pianist Floyd Kramer with the first recording of Java, a number 49 hit on Billboard Hot 100 from November 1962. Trumpeter Al Hurt covered it for a number 4 hit in January 1964. tune into Vinyl Revival on Planet 104.6 FM in Auckland, New Zealand, broadcasting every Sunday night with more forgotten tunes than rarities, spanning from the 30s to the 60s and elsewhere. You can also download and listen online at planetaudio.org.nz/vinylrevival, or one word. Porter Wagner and Dolly Parton, singing as a duet, begins our country pop segment with If Teardrops Were Pennies from June 1973. Rosemary Clooney's covered it as a number 24 pop hit in September 1951, followed by Hank Snow with the original A Fool Such As I, a number 3 hit on the US country charts from November 1952. Elvis Presley covered it as a number 2 pop hit in March 1959.
An acre of diamonds I'd offer to you, a solid gold mansion, an airplane or two.
This whole world would be yours to have and to hold, if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and
that have fallen won't buy you a thing. The heartaches you've caused me won't pay for a ring.
The love that I wanted would not have grown cold if teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold.
If teardrops were pennies and heartaches were gold,
teardrops aren't pennies
and heartaches aren't gold.
Pardon me if I'm sentimental when we say goodbye. Don't be angry with me. Should I cry? When you're gone, yet I'll dream a little dream as years go by. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. Now and then, there's a fool such as I am over you. You taught me how to love, and now you say that we are through. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear, until the day I die. Now and then, there's a fool such as I. I'm a fool, but I'll love you, dear,
March the 20th, 1917, in Eastham's in London's East End, begins our finished track with one of her early releases, The General's Fast Asleep, with Jay Wilbur and his band, recorded in October 1935, and a duet with Denny Dennis performing Little Sir Echo with Ambrose and his orchestra from May 1939. These two songs to commemorate Vera's 102nd birthday this coming Wednesday. This is Vinyl Revival.
So far. 16. So it's a lonely 16 for me. Day by day, you stole my heart away. Then day by day, our love went astray. Now that I'm 16, you have grown tired of me. You left me oh so blue, with a capital B. I didn't want you when I was 14, couldn't resist you when I was 15. Now I can have you at 16. So it's a lonely 16 for me. I didn't want you when I was 14, couldn't resist.
Moving up to the early 60s, from the Californian vocalist Janie Black, performing her capital single, Lonely 16, orchestra and chorus conducted by Jimmy Haskell, from November 1961. Janie is the sister of Jeannie Black, whom she scored with the answer song, You'll Have to Stay, in May 1960. Let's have some rock and roll from the female doo-wop quintet, the Bobettes, ages 11 to 13, from New York City, with the Atlantic London single, Mr. Lee, peaking at number 6 on the Billboard charts from August 1957. The group followed up with a sequel, I Shot Mr. Lee, in September 1960. And the hits still just keep on coming.
One, two, three, hey. Look at Mr. Lee. Three, four, five, hey. Look at him. Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, I've met my sweetest name, Mr. Lee. His name is Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. I've met my sweetest name, Mr. Lee. His name is Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. Well, he's a handsome Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, that you ever did see. My heart is aching, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, for you, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee. My heart is aching, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, Mr. Lee, cause I love you so.
For our mystery track, but let's hear it first and the details to follow.
Did my homework, took a shower, I'll be ready in an hour. I've got a date with the prettiest girl in school. Have to dress up, can't look sloppy.
got the keys for Dad's jalopy. I've got a date with the prettiest girl in school. Saw her in the schoolyard, fell in love in history. Asked her out in English, she said yes in biology. I gotta get home by 11, but till then I'll be in heaven. I've got a date with the prettiest girl in school. Girl in school. I've got a date with the prettiest girl in school. Saw her in the schoolyard, fell in love in history. Said yes in biology.
Heard from movie actor and singer Tony Perkins with his RCA Victor release, The Prettiest Girl in School, with Neil Hefti's orchestra and chorus from May 1958. His biggest hit was Moonlight Swim, a number 24 hit on Billboard in October 1957. Tony was born in New York City on April the 14th, 1932, and was Best Supporting Oscar nominee for Friendly Persuasion in 1956. Bing Crosby and the Jesters to close the show with McNamara's Band, an orchestra conducted by Bob Haggart from December 1945, an appropriate song to mark St. Patrick's Day. Until 7:10 p.m. next Sunday, this has been your host Albert Chan signing off. Good night, everyone.
My name is McNamara, I'm the leader of the band. Although we're few in numbers, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings and at every fancy ball. And when we play to funerals, we play the march from Saul.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy punch the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
Right now we are rehearsing for a very swell affair. The annual celebration, all the gentry will be there. When General Grant to Ireland came, he took me by the hand. Says he, I never saw the lights of McNamara's band.
Oh, the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes do play. And Hennessy, Tennessee tootles the flute and the music is something grand. A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.
My name is Uncle Julius, and from Sweden I did come to play with McNamara's band and beat the big bass drum. And when I march along the street, the ladies think I'm grand. They shout, there's Uncle Julius playing with an Irish band. Oh, I wear a bunch of shamrocks and a uniform of green. And I'm the funniest looking Swede that you have ever seen. There is O'Briens and Ryans and Sheens and Means, they come from Ireland. But by Yemeni, I am the only Swede in McNamara's band.
All the drums go banging, the cymbals clanging, the horns they blaze away. McCarthy pumps the old bassoon while I the pipes to play. And Hennessy
Tennessee, Tennessee, tootles the flute and the music is something grand.
A credit to old Ireland is McNamara's band.